Let's talk to another awesome new school owner. Here we go.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ATA Nation. This is episode number 78 of the ATA Nation podcast. I am your host, Senior Master Zach Hayden, and we are just thrilled to have you back with us. Instructors, students, masters, parents of Songnam Taekwondo, thank you for tuning in. I got a great text last week from a friend of mine about somebody who was listening to the podcast and just was really enjoying the last episode. And, you know, that always just makes me smile. So if you are enjoying the podcast, shoot me a message, okay? It keeps us motivated to keep producing these episodes for you. You may have noticed that we didn't have an episode last week. Sometimes things just happen, guys, and I apologize. My goal is always to get an episode out every Wednesday, but, you know, running to schools, got little kids, all kinds of things happen, and it just gets a little crazy. So I apologize, but we're back at it today. And we're continuing a series that we started near the end of last year. Every once in a while, I want to bring on a young school owner, someone who either has purchased a school, who started their own school, kind of the next generation of martial arts instructors in the ATA. As we, you know, we've been around for more than 50 years as an organization, and we just keep having some awesome new school owners. And I want to highlight those people, and we want to make sure that we're inspiring you as well. If you are a parent out there with a kid who is interested in maybe doing this for a living, we want to make sure that you know that this is something that is a viable career, something that you can totally do. If you're an adult that's like, hey, you know, I don't love my job right now. I want to do something a little different. Maybe, you know, starting a club as a side gig or whatnot. We just want to make sure that you see how others are doing this and kind of get a little inspiration from those individuals. So today we have a good friend of mine, somebody that I get to interact with pretty regularly and was on the podcast recently, but has just in the last couple of months taken over, purchased a new location, a new school. And so we've got with us Mr. AJ Smith. Let's get that interview started.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we are super excited to have with us a repeat guest today. Mr. AJ Smith was on just a couple of weeks ago talking about team sparring, but we have him today as part of our ongoing series with new school owners. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, sir. Thanks for having me back.
And the most important question to start out with as our conversation before we press record, what is your go-to cereal?
Ooh, that is a very good question. I mean, I think it's kind of hard to decide. There's just so many good options out there. But I think if I had to like pick one cereal to kind of eat on, you know, a more day-to-day basis.
Yeah, Desert Island.
Right, right. I know it's kind of a generic answer, but I think I'd have to go with like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, classic. Can't go wrong with Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's very right. Good.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to the serious questions here. So you, sir, have been in martial arts for how long?
I've been in martial arts for 19 years. I started when I was 3 years old.
Oh, my word. And what? How did you get started in martial arts? Like your parents just drop you off somewhere, you see a sign?
Yeah, well, as most people know, I come from a pretty big family. And so when I was, when I was young, it was obviously I'm the oldest, and then the triplets were born. So I went from zero siblings to three sisters all at once. And so my mom was kind of looking for something that she could kind of put me in to have it be just mine, you know, since I had just had three sisters. And my grandma was like, well, why don't you put him in martial arts? And so she did. You know, we found the local Taekwondo school. That was Coventry Taekwondo with Miss Beto Wolf at the time. And, you know, that's kind of where I started off. And clearly not everybody knows it ended up not being just for me. My whole family does it now, but of course I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, that really backfired to have just be something for you.
Yes, sir.
Didn't really work. Well, you've been doing it for a long time, but just in the last year, less than that, you went ahead and took the next step in your teaching evolution, and you purchased a school. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And have you always wanted to be a school owner, have your own school, or is this something that was a newer thought?
Well, it's kind of something that I feel like I realized earlier on in my life than most people figure out, like when they know what they want to do. I obviously, you know, was the typical kid. I wanted to be this. I wanted to be that. You know, I wanted to be an astronaut at one time. I wanted to own a restaurant. Like, I wanted to do all these things. And then when I was about 15, I had already been teaching for a couple of years, and it just kind of hit me. I was like, I want to do this forever. Like, I want to just keep doing Taekwondo. I want to keep, you know, teaching. So, like, that's when it hit me. You know, I realized I want to own a Taekwondo school. And so that's kind of been my goal ever since then.
Very cool. And you didn't open a school from scratch. You were, like many of the guys we've talked to on the show, purchased an existing school from your instructor. What went into the thought process of going, hey, am I going to, you know, kind of open a school from scratch, or am I going to take over an existing school? Kind of what led you to that option?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I obviously kind of went through all the processes, looked at all of my different options. I've been working at the Taekwondo school that I own now. So I started working there in January of 2019. And I had some previous discussions with Ms. Beto about maybe, you know, the possibility of me kind of taking over that school someday. I had obviously thought about opening up my own school, but that's obviously way harder than kind of just taking over an existing school. And so pretty early on, I feel like Ms. Beto and I had talked about the possibility of me at some point, you know, buying the Stellhorn Taekwondo and making it my own. And then once I graduated college, we kind of talked about that a little more seriously and decided that was the route I was going to take. So then I graduated in May, and then in November, I ended up buying the school from her. And then now I own it.
So you guys had kind of talked about the idea of possibly doing it earlier on, just as kind of planting the seeds. So it's something that your instructor had known was kind of a goal that you wanted to open a school. I think that's a good tip for, young individuals out there looking to open a school, you know, talk to your instructor to see if they might have some plans that they could help you with. As we go. So it seems like that worked out pretty well for you.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, I'm very lucky having Ms. Beto as my instructor. I was able to talk to her about my goals, and she knew kind of what I wanted to do in life. And so she was able to kind of help me set me on that path with, you know, the plan to eventually own my own school. And she, you know, kind of helped train me in those years that I was kind of running one of her Taekwondo schools on how to own and operate a Taekwondo school, so I could, you know, gain that knowledge and gain the experience before I ended up like buying it for myself. But she really helped me to kind of start down that path. And obviously I wouldn't be here without her. So it's all thanks to her that I'm kind of where I'm at now.
And you said you just recently graduated. What did you go to school for, and how do you think that has helped or even not helped with where you are now owning a school?
Yes, sir. So I graduated from Indiana Tech. My major was in entrepreneurial studies, and then I had a minor in humanities, which obviously entrepreneurship, you know, for business owning is very helpful. I was, you know, there's always kind of debate, and I've talked to a lot of people about this, about whether or not you kind of need to go to like college to run a Taekwondo school. And my thought process was always like, do you need to? Like, maybe not, right? Especially if you have a good instructor who can help you learn these things and kind of figure it out, right? But it definitely doesn't hurt, right? So I went and I wanted to experience college for myself. And so I went and I picked the degree that would, you know, kind of best suited me. Obviously, owning a business, entrepreneurial studies was a great place to start. And then one of my professors, she pushed me to also get a minor in humanities. And so I feel like that's really helped me out a lot, you know, kind of the study of people and thinking and that kind of thing. So I think both of my degrees have really helped me out, in running my business and in dealing with people. Obviously, you know, as a school owner, like dealing with people is a very large part of our job. So, and then being able to take, you know, the entrepreneurial part of the nice thing for, at least at, for my degree, was that the entrepreneurial program covered like everything. It covered accounting, management, finance, HR, like all the things that go into business. So I didn't necessarily focus on one area. I kind of just covered them all, which I think really helped me broaden my understanding and knowledge of like the business world and making sure I was prepared for like all areas.
Excellent. Now, what would you say as you've, you know, what you said, November? So, yes, you know, a couple of months now, you were running the school before, so now it's all yours. What has been maybe like one of the biggest challenges so far, and then one of the biggest like successes that you've had so far?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
As far as challenges, I think it's just staying organized. I was lucky enough to have some practice right before I took on all the responsibility. But like once you take the leap, once you have all the responsibility, then it all falls on you, right? So just being organized, you know, managing your time well, making sure you stay on top of, you know, making sure the school has everything it needs to be running, you know, making your payments on time, whatever it may be. So I know there were a couple times like things I didn't even have to think about so often, right? Like whatever, I think. And within the first couple of weeks or something, we ran out of something basic. It was like paper towel or something. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So I had to like run across the store and like buy some stuff, right? Nothing major, but it's just, again, managing the time, making sure you know what's going on at the Taekwondo school, keeping track of everything. Like, I think sometimes that's a little difficult, especially to do on your own, which I don't have to do on my own. Lucky enough for me, I have a lot of people to help me with that. So I'd say that's probably one of the biggest challenges is just staying organized and staying on top of everything, because as you know, there's a lot of stuff to stay on top of when you're running a full-time or kind of business. So
yes, sir.
but as far as like the thing that I've enjoyed the most, or maybe we know something that I feel like is rewarding. I mean, I feel like it's hard to find something more rewarding than just teaching martial arts. The life skills that we're, you know, passing on to people, the things that we're helping learn, like that, helping our students learn, the challenges they accomplish, the goals they achieve. Like, I think just watching them kind of grow up a little bit and achieve things and experience things and learn things. Like, for me, that's one of my favorite parts about teaching, is watching these kids, you know, grow up into just awesome people.
Yeah, that's it's a great job. I mean, you get to, you know, instill life skills, you know, help people be, you know, athletic and learn, and you get to kick them too, which is, you know,
yes,
kind
sir.
Of bonus.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So one of the things that you did that I was very interested in watching when you took over was a nice rebrand. Many schools, you know, are named from, you know, back in the day when I started my school, everybody's school was named after themselves. So it was, you know, Hayden's ATA Black Belt Academy or whatever.
Yes, sir.
And then it seems that has changed a little bit. There's a lot of martial arts schools named after their locations, their cities. And then we're seeing a lot of kind of branded names now in martial arts schools, and you kind of did a rebrand. What was kind of your thought process behind that?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, again, I've wanted to own a martial arts school for a very long time, but I could never, like, coming up with a name for a martial arts school is pretty difficult. Right. So, and the last thing I wanted to do was call it Smith's ATA. Like, Smith's, even I know a billion Smiths who aren't even related to me. And then, you know, there's a billion more who are related to me. So going with like something like Smith's ATA or Smith's Taekwondo was never an option for me, just because of how kind of, I guess, bland or boring of a name that would be in my head. So, so it took a lot of thought. I went through a lot of like different names, trying to figure out which one I liked the best. And I really wanted something that kind of, I felt, encompassed like my school, like something that kind of represented, you know, the culture and the people and the atmosphere I have at my Taekwondo school. So I eventually ended up deciding on going with Unity Martial Arts, because I feel like for me, like that's just something like my school, we're all connected, or one big family. We all have that sense of unity that like brings us together, you know, through martial arts and being more than just, you know, like workout buddies, right? We're friends, we're family, like we help each other. And so it really, I just kind of wanted to find a way to kind of like represent that with like the name of my school. And I'm lucky enough that I had a very, very positive response. People really liked the name. They loved the logo, which of course, you know, I was very nervous about like kind of doing a rebranding thing, but I've got some amazing support behind me and people were really excited about it. And so I really felt like that was a great name to go with once I kind of decided on that.
Well, it was cool to watch. I think it's really a neat thing to have somebody go through the process of taking over a school and you know, continuing their kind of their goal in martial arts. You know, especially we're looking at you know, the a new generation of school owners taking over. You're a young man yourself. You haven't you know, though you've done Taekwondo for, what'd you say?
19 years? Yes, sir. Yes,
you're
sir.
Still like, you know, a little kid in, not in martial arts, but in like age years. You're yes, one sir. Of our young school owners, which yes, I sir. Was years and years and years and years ago. so it's super cool to watch, you know, some new young school owners, and I get to see, you know, you especially for the listeners. You're in our region, very close to us, and we get to interact a lot. And
yes, sir.
So, it's fun to watch. What advice would you give to maybe a teenager that's thinking, hey, maybe this is something that I want to do? What would you suggest that they kind of the steps that they might take?
Well, definitely talk to your instructor, right? As always, they're the people to go to when we want to pursue our martial arts goals and, you know, maybe pursue it as more of a career. Talk to them. They'll help you be able to figure out those next steps, figure out what to do next to maybe continue down that path. And then something I think that was very hard for me to learn, and I'm still working on it and being better at it, is just allow people to help you, I guess. So when my mom listens to this, she's going to be like, oh yes, you like this every single time. But I have a very big, you know, stubbornness issue. I feel like I should have like do everything on my own. Like I'm the, you know, I gotta try and do everything like by myself, right? But like you don't succeed that way. You only succeed when you allow people to help you and you know, everybody like to help you succeed and to get to places that you can't do it on your own, unfortunately, as much as you want to. Sometimes you have to let people help you and help them, you know, let them do things for you and give you ideas and help you with projects. And like, there are so many things that I just don't have time for or wouldn't be able to do. But luckily I have obviously a great family, but also like my Taekwondo family at my Taekwondo school, who I can say, hey, like, I really need you to do this for me. Can you please just like get this done? And they're like, of course. Yep. Absolutely. And then they can take care of it. And then something I don't have to worry about. So and there are already, just in the short amount of time that I've owned my school, like already so many things that I would not have been able to do on my own, but have been able to, like, been done because other people have been there to help me and support me. So just use the people around you, and like, they want to help you. And so take like advantage of that and allow them to help you out and not just try and do everything like by yourself.
Good advice. Excellent. Well, Mr. Smith, I appreciate your time today. Congratulations on the school. We look forward to watching it continue to grow, you know, getting to see you continue to compete at all those awesome events, maybe you know, get a team sparring world champion. I think that's
that'd be awesome, sir.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Well, ATA Nation, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mr. Smith. He's doing a great job. We're really excited to see all these young new school owners. And you don't have to be young to be a new school owner, right? It can be a second career. It can be a side gig, running a club, all kinds of great stuff. So that's going to wrap it up for us today. I know a bunch of you guys are out in Dallas or heading to Dallas in just the next day or so. Hope you have a wonderful event out there in Dallas. I, unfortunately, will not be able to make it, but I'm sure this being the biggest Spring Nationals ever, I think the biggest national event ever, it's going to be an awesome time out there, and I look forward to being in Dallas maybe next year. But make sure, as you're out there training or at home training, make sure you're taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Okay. Hey, how's it going? Let me know what you like most. We kind of bounce between lots of different kinds of guests talking about upcoming events, you know, these school owners, instructors. We've been talking a lot about physical preparation and your own personal training. What kind of things do you like best in the podcast? That'll help us kind of decide what interviews to go with, topics to talk about. If you like it all, great. Tell us that you like it all. Send us a DM. Send me a DM on Instagram. We'd love to see you there. Okay. Take care.